madness.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is Paulie. This is Jesse. We do a show called Newton's Nuggets where we chat a bit, we interview someone really interesting, and then we chat about them. Jesse, I think I've just done the promo for the show forever.
I might just cut that out and put it on socials.
Yeah. That was like a 10-second... See? Who needs scripts? We got this.
We'll just get you to say something 3,000 times, and at the end of it, one of them might be usable.
One of them you go, yes, I'll have that.
You said words in a sentence. Well done.
You said words that people will understand this time. Jesse, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
It's been a bit of a nuts week again, hasn't it?
It's been, honestly, these last few months have been manic. But, you know, the show's doing well, despite the fact that you and I have been too busy to do anything. Social media wise.
Coming together, doing the interviews and the intros and the outros, and then going, you good? Yeah. You good? Yeah. Okay. See ya. Bye. Do things. So people can catch up with everything that's going on. Don't worry, Jesse, I won't say everything that's going on with you, because, you know, you are. in my world, still paying out for, like, far too many properties, still doing loads of talks, did a talk for CPD last week, did a talk for FSB, for Amazon last week, played some golf on Sunday, which was far too much fun, saw some friends on Saturday as well. It's been good.
Yeah, and just getting this in early, because the show goes out on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And on the Friday after the show going out, so if it's after this that you're listening to it, where have you been?
So hold on. So the show's going out on the 16th.
Yes.
Of November. The Friday you're talking about is the 18th.
The 18th.
Kind of in denial is happening.
There's a magic show. Number of tickets that are left to buy to go is going down and down and down by the hour.
And I'm not saying a number because I don't know.
I have a rough idea of numbers because Paulie's rubbish at this. But you need to get on with it if you want to come along. Feel free to, because it gives me more space to walk around with my cameras and film it.
I know what's going to happen again, right? What's going to happen is the day of the show, I'm going to have people messaging me, are there any tickets available? I don't know. I'm at a venue. I'm not in charge of box office.
Yeah.
Okay. Use the link. Go and have a look. The most expensive ticket is £15 a seat. The cheapest way to buy a ticket is something like £11.50 a seat. Mm-hmm. That's if you buy four tickets together for £45. I mean, that's the price of one ticket for other people's shows.
Mm.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And a lot of the money is going towards the Mincer Trust, who run the venue and a load of other things.
I would tell you the split, but I can't remember it. I signed a contract.
Did you read it before you signed it?
Yeah. Yeah, they wrote it in nice language, so I was good with it. And then today's show is all about being manipulated.
Woohoo!
Yay! And this, ladies and gents, is why when mental theft gets more serious, Jesse's taking over the contracts. Mate, that is so funny that I don't know the contract details and we're about to talk about manipulation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have listened to the show for a long time, you will recognise today's guests. Guest.
There's only one of him. Thank God. We love you, Mr. Keith. It is Mr. Keith Blakemore Noble. He's come back to the show because he's doing a very, very special project right now. He has written a book all about manipulation and how to stop being manipulated by people, by things, by sales, by techniques, by run to the back of the room, buy it now type things. And we talk about all of these. He's also doing it in a really stupid way. I can say, honestly, it's a really stupid way because I got forced into doing this a couple of years ago. He's doing a crowdfunder to cover the costs. Oh, that was stressful.
God, do you remember that? We should do another one sometime.
I don't think we should.
We might finally fall out for good.
It was the closest we came when that book made that. I love that book, Jesse. I really, really do love our book.
Yeah.
But people don't realize that we were honestly having video conversations at 4 in the morning sometimes, talking about whether a full stop should be there or not.
Although I would say now, like especially all the stress of the crowdfunder,
Yeah.
I think it's proved itself in a number of ways to us that we would argue less about it if we did it again.
Yeah. I also nope, not going there.
Anyway,
Yep. Move
shall we
on.
go over to Keith?
Because if I say what I was about to say, I'll then get people saying, how do we get involved? What do we do? What do you want? What do you do? And all of a sudden, I'll be coming to you going, Jesse, I think I've written a book.
So while you're listening to this, go to the description in wherever you're listening or watching, click on the
Definitely.
link and go and actually get involved with the crowdfunder as you find out about it. And we'll see you on the other side where
Oh,
we talk about.
no, don't, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. If you're still listening to this while you're clicking that link and you're thinking, I'm going to pledge to this, just do me a favor. Make it £15 or over. We'll tell you why after the interview.
Yeah, I was about to say
Oh, you see? That's all right then. That's all right.
that.
Ooh, carry on. Newton's Nuggets. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being here. Really happy today because we've got one of our friends of the show. Actually, do you know what? You lot must know him. Unless you've joined the show in the last 6 months or so, because this guy's been on a couple of times already. But he's doing something right now that I think is very exciting. He's done this stupid thing of he's writing a book and he's doing a crowdfunder to help get it out there. I mean, who on earth would do that? Only a couple of idiots would do something like that. Ladies and gents, this is Mr. Keith Blakemore Noble. Crowd goes wild, Keith. They're all
At
cheering. Come on in, mate. Come on in. Say
least they
hello.
can't throw things at me behind the screen, so we're all good.
And you watch, I'll get your other half to lob something at you in
It
a minute.
would as well.
I bet you're glad I haven't got their phone number now. Quick text, and suddenly you just see a banana or something thrown at your head. Keith, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Things are going weirdly well at the moment, and I'm not going to moan about it. I'm just going to ride the wave and smile like I planned all this. Yeah, that's it.
As
Did you?
usual, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like when I walk on stage and just fluke it, and everyone goes, "Wow, that was well planned." No. So, Keith, what you been up to?
Ooh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a bit of book writing. I thought it was about time I wrote another book. I've done one of them for a
Okay.
while.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? Knowing that some people already know you a bit, and knowing that we've gained some extra listeners, and I don't know why, I think they're all nuts, to be honest with you. I'm going to ask you the question I ask everybody, okay? And I want you to drop in the couple of things that you know I want to talk about. Keith, who are you and why should people listen to us for half hour or so?
Have no idea, and they shouldn't. The end. No, I'm kidding.
That would be the best edit ever for Jesse.
Makes
I
for a
can, I
short
swear,
episode.
I can almost feel him going, please stop. Just please stop there. We'll do the intro and the outro. Go on. Who are you?
Cool. So who am I? Oh, I am many things, but for the purposes of what we're talking about, I'm someone who used to be painfully shy for far too many years. Studied and learned NLP and hypnosis and coaching purely to sort myself out. Sorted myself out. Found I was good at doing that, helping to sort other people out with it. Thought it would be lovely to do this as a career, but I had a high-paying IT job with all the outgoings that go with it. I couldn't afford to change careers. Then I got made redundant, given a big wheelbarrow full of cash. That was 12 years ago. I've been coaching ever since. I use NLP hypnosis. I train people in them, train the certified people around the world in them, spoken on stages around the world. And as part of being fully immersed in that industry, these tools, they've got some incredibly powerful positive uses.
Yep.
However, just as with any tool, there are those out there who misuse them. And
I mean, it's not the tool. A tool is neither good nor bad. It's just how we use it, like a hammer. A hammer you can use to build many things, or you can use to destroy many things. It doesn't mean the hammer's good or bad. It's just how you use it. And it's the same with NLP and language and so on. There are, unfortunately, a lot of unscrupulous people out there who misuse these to manipulate us into buying their stuff. And the more I've been immersed in this world, the more I've seen it, the more I've seen many people use these things from stage and in print, the more I've seen it in other industries. And I kept thinking somebody should write a book exposing all of that. Somebody should really write a book exposing all that. Nobody's writing, oh, all right, I'll write the darn thing. So that's what I've been up to over the past, probably about the past year, putting together this book exposing all of these things. And hopefully that's why people might want to listen for a little bit, just to find out how they are being manipulated.
Mate, buying stuff that they don't want. Do you know what? It makes me think of the amount of times I see fear in people's eyes when they hear that I do hypnosis.
Mm.
And, you know, they're all of a sudden they're like, oh, you're not going to make me dance like a chicken or something like that. I don't know how a chicken dances.
Why are you always a chicken?
I know. I've never seen a chicken boogieing down to any 60s or 70s music. Jesse, you are so off-putting. It is ridiculous when you do that. Thanks, mate. But people do. They suddenly think that you're going to take over their whole brain, their whole life, and just get them to do whatever you want them to do. Now, that kind of opens a question to your, a tool isn't good or bad, it is a tool to be used.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about people like me, people like you, being able to go in and hypnotize the easily susceptible and get them to do what we want?
Well, here's the interesting thing with hypnosis, and I get this questions about this sort of stuff many, many, many times over the years, as you can imagine. Yeah. With hypnosis, who is the one in control? Ultimately, it's the person being hypnotized is the person who is in control. No hypnotist can make you do something against your will. If Paul and I both hypnotized Jesse and tried to make him do something against his will, something that compromises morals, he just wouldn't do it.
Hold on. You're now trying to judge Jesse on his morals, and I'm pretty sure they're quite low.
Yeah, but he has them. He has morals.
He does.
Though they may be, but morals they remain.
Yeah.
But if you tried to get him to do something that was completely against his morals, he just wouldn't do it. He'd either just sit there and wait for the next instruction, or he'd just pop out of hypnosis. So the thing with hypnosis, a lot of people have this idea that with hypnosis, you can hypnotize the person and make them do your bidding. You can't. You can't do that. With hypnosis, it's very much the person who's being hypnotized is the one who's in control. They have to follow the direction, like a sat-nav. A sat-nav won't make you go to a direction, but if you ask it the direction to navigate to where you're going and you follow its directions, you will get there. And it's the same with hypnosis. Now, hypnosis, I mean, I know you use it and various other tools as part of your routines and so on, when you're showing how people can be manipulated into giving up information.
Yeah.
And hypnosis can be misused to manipulate people into buying your stuff, whether that's products or services or courses or ideas, beliefs and the like. It's not like we see in Hollywood, hypnotized, look into my eyes, into my eyes, and you're under, and now you believe everything I say, and you're going to give me your credit card in 5 minutes, and you're back in the room. Hey, can I have your card? Yeah, here's my credit card. It's not that. It's much more subtle uses of it, along with lots of different other tools. It is a numbers game. This won't work with everyone that they encounter, which is why they try to use it on lots of people. It's a numbers game. Some will, some won't.
Yeah.
It's like it's often misused at big events. Big events, you know, with the whole run to the back of the room. And we all know, and everyone laughs about the whole, oh, run to the back of the room. Oh, yeah, ha, 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 run to the back of the room. Yeah, we know we know you haven't just got 5 copies there. But it still works. Why does it still work? Because the run to the back of the room isn't the bit where they're manipulating you. By the time you reach run to the back of the room, they've already done their manipulation on you. It's like when Paul's doing a magic trick and he's getting you to pick a particular card or whatever, that's not the magic. He's set it all up beforehand. This
don't
is just
give
now
away
the
all the secrets.
No, by what I mean is when I come to actually select a card, you've done all the magic and all the everything that you've done all the build up. This is just the wow, there's the card. Huh.
Yeah, you're right. That's the showmanship bit.
So it's the same with these things. So it's all the stuff that they use throughout the entire event before you reach that run to the back of the room. So even people go, oh, yeah, I know they're going to make us run to the back of the room. Many of those people will go, yeah, I know they're doing the run to the back of the room, but you know what? I actually really should buy this. I'm going to go and buy it. I'm not going to run to the back of the room, but I'm going to buy it anyway.
And the example you've given there, I would say it's not just the in-the-room example. I've seen it used in websites for sales funds.
Yeah.
I've seen it used in pamphlets for selling events that you could be at where speakers are. One of my favourite ones was an ex-colleague of mine back when I had a proper job. And he wasn't into all this stuff, but I obviously already was. And he's looking at this advert for this speaker that's going to teach you how to be the bestest salesman in the whole wide world ever, because, you know, this is the bestest salesman that's going to teach you in the whole wide world ever. And it gave a list of all the things you'd get from the day. And it was like, you know, you'd get these DVDs, you'd get this pamphlet, you'd get this written book, you'd get this, you'd get these many hours with these speakers. And everything, so the DVD box set thing had next to it, normal value, 249.99.
Yeah.
Then speakers, normally their time would be £1,500. And it lists all of them, and it comes to like $7,500 or something for everything you're going to get on the day. But if you book today, you can get all of this for £75. And he was like, wow, I'm going to do that because it's well worth it. And I said, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
Before you saw this thing, did you know the guy's name? No. So why did he send it to you? I don't know. So he sent it to you because you're on a list somewhere that he's bought. Possibly. So you're now going to see someone for 75 quid for a half a day workshop that you never knew, never cared about, but apparently he's the best salesman in the whole wide world. And he went, yeah. And I said, now look at the stuff you're actually taking. What's the true value? Okay. What's the real, the book you're getting? Printing that book probably costs £3.50. Yeah. The going to the half a day workshop. Yeah, all right, there's venue costs, there's this, there's that, the other. You add up the true costs, and it came to about 30 quid. I was like, now don't get me wrong, if you want to be there and you're going to get loads of value out of it, it's worth the 75 or the 250 or the 300, whatever it is. But that's what you've got to really ask. Another great example that I think is for everyone is Black Friday deals.
Yes, very much so.
It is, isn't it? We know that you have people going, oh, I'm not buying it yet because I'm going to wait for the Black Friday deal. Okay, it's probably never worth the value that they were putting on it before then. Because to you, you're only going to buy it if it's at the 40% off. But if that's the game you want to play, fine. Yeah, the manipulation thing, it's all around us.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much more subtle than, oh, you're going to hypnotize me to do whatever you want me to do.
I mean, like with the whole Black Friday thing, it's like, oh, we've got the big Black Friday sale coming up. Oh, we've only got a few of each of these things. It's a massive discount. You really have to get it. Lots of people are going to be going. So you rush into buy the thing. But even though you probably didn't need it, didn't want it, and it wasn't even the thing you went to buy anyway, because what you went to buy was sold out. The thing with a massive discount was sold out. But hey, here's these other deals, which just happened to be here because that thing.
Well, I've always wanted that planter with the inbuilt coffee maker.
Yeah, exactly. Or, I mean, it's even things like, I've got good, I don't know whether this will make it as a cartoon in the book. It depends whether I can get an illustrator for it. But a great illustration of it is thing, price, $299. Wait a minute, wait. $299. Oh, hold on. Black Friday sale, normal price, $699. Today only, $299. Yes, let's buy it.
Buy it quick. Yeah.
Hang on a minute. But with there's so much stuff that's going on, and it's not just even these things that we're talking about. There's lots of other stuff going on behind it as well. I'm willing to bet that best sales trainer in the whole wide world probably had a photo of him with somebody fairly famous, or a photo of him with, yeah. So you all think, hey, he hangs out with this person. No, they bumped into that person at an event where he paid to go to be at the event so he could get a photo opportunity with that person. So,
It's like,
all
see,
these
this is it.
things.
The three of us that are in this recording now, I know Jesse goes quiet when we record, but with the three of us here, we are friends with some of those celebrities that people want the photos with to make their value worth more. And all of us just kind of take the mickey out of it. Oh, look, someone's just gone up to him for a photo. Yeah, that'll be appearing on our website soon. There we go. Amazing. And we know the game. But then even, right, so we've gone from one end of the scale to the other. And then in the mid-range, the one that gets me in the mid-range is when you're buying a car. You know, the techniques that are taught for what I would lovingly call the dinosaur generation of salespeople. Oh, well, I tell you what, this car's a great deal. It's a great deal. I know what you're talking about budget. I'll go to the back room and have a chat with my manager. It's like, oh. Although my favorite one, Keith, the best one I ever had, was when we needed to get some new windows and doors at my house. We called up a few of the normal people. We've also got friends that are in the trade. This one guy came over and he was doing all of his sales techniques and he was doing so well. I mean, he was calling the office to try and get us a better deal and he was talking to his sales manager to get us a better deal. And then he went, "So what do you do for a living?" And my wife loved it because I turned around and went, "I teach NLP hypnosis and I teach salespeople how to get good deals." And he went, "What?" I went, "Go Google my name if you want to on your phone." "Really?" And he's Googling me and he's finding mental theft and he's finding things like that. And he just went, okay. I was like, right. The price you're talking at the moment, I'm not touching it because I can go and buy these trade for much better than that and get some other people to fit. And then he came up with a deal that was so close to the money I'd spend anyway, and it spread across a few years. And I went, yes. And his poor little face, he just went, "Thank you very much, Mr.
Bless
Newton."
him, bless him. But
It was beautiful, mate. It was just beautiful. But he went from being so cocky and so sure of he'd get whatever. And when I said what I do, my wife just giggled. And she just looked at this poor guy and went, "Do you want me to make you a cup of tea?" Yes, please. Right. So, what are we going to get out of anti-manipulation? I want to know if I go and buy the book, what am I going to achieve with it?
Well, it'd be good for propping up your table if you've got a wobbly table leg. That's always a possibility.
Oh, he's good. He knows that my desk on the right is wobbly. He's good at this, dude.
So the my aim with the book is it's not about stopping getting people to stop selling. It's not about putting people off sales or anything like that, because there is nothing wrong with sales. Think about it. You go to your local supermarket, you're going there because you want to buy something, they have the thing to sell, they've got it at the price you want, you buy it. There's nothing wrong with sales. It's how the Western world operates. People buy, people sell. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's when they go over step over the boundary and start manipulating you. So rather than you're buying it because that's something you want and they have it to sell, they have something to sell and they do everything they can to make you want to buy it. Even though you don't want it, don't need it, maybe even can't afford it, they don't even let that stop them and stop you buying it. There are all sorts of tricks that they will use to get you over the finishing line purely so they can sell you it. Whether it's what you need or not, they don't care. They just want to sell it. So the idea with the book is that you'll be able to see these things, see how they work, see the approaches that they use, so that when you're out there in the wild, you'll actually be able to spot when that these things are being used on you. So you can go, ah, oh, hang on, I see what's going on here. Right, you know what? Okay, I see what's happening, which means I can protect myself against it. So I'm not going to fall for it. I may still end up buying the thing because I'm interested in it. But if I do buy it, I'm buying it from an informed position, my own judgment, not, but I'm not buying it because I've been manipulated and pushed by them into buying it. So it's so that we can protect ourselves. We can spot when it's happening. We can either go, right, I see what they're doing. Lots of unethical stuff here. I'm going elsewhere. Or then go, right, I see what they're doing. The book will also include ways in which you can protect yourself against many of these counter many of these so that you're in a much stronger position. You go, right, okay, you know what? I do still want this. Let's buy it. But I know I'm buying it because I wanted to, not because they wanted me to buy it. So,
do you know what, mate? I honestly, because me and you were talking about the possibility of this book before it came to be, okay? And I honestly see it as you're kind of laying down a gauntlet. You're kind of going to all the salespeople out there that are using these tricks for dodgy purposes, okay? We're going to educate so many people that those it's going to become pointless, okay? Mm. You're going to educate so many people that they will be armed and ready, okay? Then step number two is almost, it's kind of the message that I have with mental theft, which is stop, take a breath, and think. Because if you're sat in that car dealership and all you are being sold is the low monthly outgoing, then a lot of the time they're trying to stop you looking at something else. Okay, and that might be how many months you're doing it for. How much is the true cost? Because if you're buying a $3,000 car and suddenly these payments are going to be $7,500, that's not a deal.
Indeed, indeed.
And I've seen too many people go into those things going, oh, but I'm only paying $175 a month. I've saved, you know, £25 a month doing this deal.
Yes.
But in this many years, when you finish paying for it, yeah, that car's now worth $1,000 and you've paid $7,000.
Yep, exactly.
It doesn't make sense. So I'm, you know that I'm biased on this. I really want this book to do well. So we're now going to move on to another stupid mistake and choice that you've made, Keith.
I'm being bullied into this one.
You've been bullied into this one. Yes, you have, you absolute poo head. Right, you are doing a crowdfunder to help you launch this, aren't you?
I am, yes.
What nasty people manipulated you into doing that?
I cannot possibly imagine, Paul. It's almost a role reversal of 2 years ago, isn't it?
It is such payback, dude. It's unbelievable. Okay? Because 2 years ago, and a bit, you, Jesse, Maddie, kicked my backside into agreeing to do a crowdfunder to launch a certain book. If you're watching on YouTube, there's a copy there. There's three copies under it. You can get them on my website right now. There you go. See? And I seem to recall with things like, you know, me saying it wouldn't work and it's a stupid idea. Is that fair?
You seem to recall you saying that. I also seem to recall I took great delight in being able to send you a message which simply said, told you so.
Yes, when you did.
Blew your target out of the water.
Yes, you did, and yes, we did. I still can't believe it. I still am shocked with how well it went and what has come because of that book.
Well, it's because people could see the value in the book and the importance of it and the message that it had and how it does. Help
no, right?
So many people.
So now let's talk about that role reversal thing, Keith. How annoying is it when it's the other way around?
It's incredibly annoying and frustrating.
Because, be honest, you've had moments when you've said, I don't know if this will work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've had more than a few moments where I've gone, it's not going to happen. No, but it's just not going to work. They're not going to get the funds.
Yeah. Percentage-wise, Keith, on your target, what sort of percent of it had you done within, I don't know, a day?
Well, within 2 days, so within 48 hours, we'd hit 40%. And here we are 9 days after launch of the crowdfunder, and we're sitting at 50% already.
Yeah, guys, I was trying to do that purposely, right? I was saying within a day, because I know that he hit about 26% in 1 day. He hit 40% within 2 days. We're now at 9 days in and he's at 50% already.
Yeah,
okay.
each time I thought, oh, okay. I didn't think it was going to do that well. Oh, maybe this is going to work out after all.
And it's just strange, isn't it? Because every time anyone pledges to it, you get an email, don't you?
I do, and it's very nice.
But the email, right, I'm going to ask you about this. Do you get annoyed by the email?
Do I get annoyed by the email? Not in the slightest.
See, I disagree, right?
Yes.
Because I don't know if they've changed the format, but the emails I used to get came from the same address, so you knew what it was about, but it never told you how much the pledge was for.
Oh, it does now.
Does it tell you in the email?
It tells you your pledge, and it tells you the total that you're at. The only thing it doesn't tell you is who, so I have to then log on to Crowdfunder to see which wonderfully lovely person has made the latest pledge. But yeah, it tells
you. Can you please tell the people at Crowdfunder that I've now gone off them? Because what it was 2 years ago, Keith, you get an email saying somebody has pledged, and that was all the information the email would say.
Yeah, it says, oh, somebody's pledged. Your total is now this, and this was the pledge.
That is so much better, and I hate them for it.
Yeah. So, yes, I do love the email. I do love receiving those emails.
So that's brilliant, then. So you actually get an email saying you've just received this, you're now at this in total runnings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So we are purposely recording this one close to the day we're going to put it out. And we've just said that you're at 50%. I believe I'm just going to wait for a thumbs up from Jesse. Is it bang on 50%? Nice. So it's bang on 50% right now. Okay. So I'm pretty sure Jesse will go okay with this. If we see any pledges of £20 and more, and this is people who have already pledged in the past as well, right? If I see any pledges of £20 and more, what I will do is I will put all of those names into a draw and they can get something from Nuggets. Some will get some sort of Nuggets merch to them. Okay? They don't have to send anything to us at all. We'll be watching Keith's Crowdfunder. And if we spot anyone do 20 quid or more, that amount might change if Jesse says to me that was a bit mean. You're keeping the people out that can't achieve that at the moment. That might change. We'll come up with a rule. And we'll tell you it all at the outro when we finish the interview. How's that, Keith?
Thank you so much. That's really kind. Really nice. I love it. I might actually make a donation now. I want me some of that mental theft merch.
Actually, that is a good point. If anyone has done it as an anonymous and they didn't want to be shown on the website, if they've got some way of proving they did it, I'll happily put them in the drawer as well and never tell anyone who they are. Okay?
Nice.
Awesome. So yeah, Crowdfunder. What's the Crowdfunder name?
The Crowdfunder name is same as the name of the book. It's anti-manipulation. But before anyone thinks about going to have a look at it, I'll tell you why I'm doing the Crowdfunder. Because after all, why am I asking you to bung a few quid into towards getting the book done? What's it for? And it's to cover the cost of having it professionally edited, professionally proofread, and a proper professional cover designed, as well as the publishing and marketing costs. Anybody who's seen read any of my emails will know I'm editing definitely needed. Spelling mistakes galore. And if you're watching this on video, you can see the draft placeholder there for the book. That is not going to be the final cover. That is, I freely admit, it's absolutely rubbish. It's just something I knocked up quickly, just so I've got a mock-up of a book. It needs a good cover, and I'm getting the same guy who did the cover for The Masks We Wear, which, if you see the book, if you actually hold the book, is a gorgeous cover. It looks nice when you see the photo, but actually see it in real life, it's a gorgeous cover.
Yeah,
so that, he's going to do that. I've got an editor and proofreader lined up as well.
Brilliant.
And the other... So partly to help me fund those costs. But the other cool thing with a crowdfunder is simply this. If we hit the target, because it's an all or nothing target, so if we don't hit the target, don't get the money. Hit the target, we get the money. If we hit the target, that shows there's a market for the book. If we don't hit the target, because it's a fairly modest target, but if we were not to have hit the target, that would simply say, look, there's no interest in the book, which then saves me forking out the cost to publish the book and then have nobody buying it. So it's... helping to fund it, as well as doing testing the market a little bit as well.
See, I'm kind of glad you covered that because I know far too well the costs of putting a book out there. And there is no way you can do it all with the target you've got.
No. So it's not like I'm basically saying, right, all of you lot, pay for my book to go out. It's simply, can you help me? Help me to help cover some of the costs. I'm covering the bulk of it, but can you just help me cover some of the costs to get it out there?
But this is it, mate. And it fits so well with what me and Jesse are trying to do with mental theft and with no. We're trying to help educate people. We're trying to get people to be more of themselves that they want to be. And we're trying to stop some absolute scumbags out in there in the world. And I see anti-manipulation as part of that. Do you know what? Nothing would make me happier than if someday at some point some company has booked both of us to talk about anti-manipulation and mental theft, because we will lead into each other so nicely.
Wouldn't that be something? But yeah, you're right. The books do actually complement each other. They do cover similar themes. They work nice as separate, but they do there is overlap. They do work together, dovetail together.
I've just sussed it, Keith. What we'll do is we'll do our own event someday, right? And then if people run to the back of the room, they can buy both books at a discount.
No, stroll gently to the back of the room. We'll have no running, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. We're both far too old for running. We'll let Jesse do the running. We'll stroll along, probably
gentle
without...
stroll to the back of the room. Nice cup of tea.
Brilliant. Right. The book. I'm going to ask you that last question that I ask everyone, and I'm hoping you've got something ready, because you are the most nuggeted person on this show.
Oh, God. Okay. No pressure then.
to keep, as we bring this to a close, what is the one nugget of information you want every listener to walk away with today?
One nugget of information is just remember that there's nothing wrong with sales, but be aware that some people will do anything to just get you to buy their stuff, whether you need it or not. So just be on the lookout. Is the person selling because they have something and they think, I've got this to sell, would you like to buy it? Or are they selling because I want to make some money, you're going to buy this? So just be aware, when you're buying something, are you buying it because you want to buy it, or are you buying it because they want you to buy it?
That's so nicely put. Are you doing this because you want to, or because they want you to? It's such an easy question. Love that. Mate, thank you so much for your time today. You know how much I appreciate it. You've been a friend to the show since the start. Keith, do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Goodbye, everyone.
Ladies and gents, we're now going to go to the bit with me and Jesse where we talk about Keith behind his back. And, well, he's listened to the show too many times. He'll probably never hear that bit, to be honest with you. We'll see you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Newton's Nuggets.
Welcome back, everyone. There you go. Look, see, we told you it was worth him coming back. Okay, and the project he's working on, I'm really behind it 100%. Honestly, Jesse, if either of these piggin houses sell before he closes that thing down...
yeah, I mean, it's a really... As somebody who's in marketing and anyway... I see a lot of these techniques a lot.
Yeah.
And the number of times where perfectly nice, perfectly clever, perfectly innocent people, I've just wanted to go, you didn't really want to buy that in the first place, did you? Why have you been sucked into buying this? But it's so easily done, and I think this is a really important book.
Yeah, that thing, that person, that course that you've just bought for $2,500, it wasn't part of your business plan in the first place.
No.
And when I spoke to you yesterday, you were 100% that your business plan was happy and you were going that way. Yeah. Why have you bought that?
Yeah.
And you do see people just go, it's because it was sold well.
Yeah.
Okay. And like Keith said, I agree with him as well. Selling is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? If somebody buys from me, I want them to be happy after the transaction. I want them to be walking around and saying, that was the best choice we ever made. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And thankfully, so far, we are getting that. To the point that I have clients tell me to put the prices up.
Ah, I'm glad it's not just me.
Sharp. So.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a standard level of business professionalism that we have between us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I now feel like I need to justify my shut up, but no.
No. Moving on.
So, selling, it's great. It really is. And it is a work of art in itself. But selling just to almost take in every transaction, I think that's wrong. Okay. Yeah. And if you're selling an absolute pipe dream, me and Jesse were talking about some businesses, we won't mention their names because we'll get sued to high heaven, that just sell dreams rather than reality. And that I don't like. That I have a problem with. If you are selling because you're holding power over people in some way, that I don't like.
Yeah.
I'll come after you for that, to be honest with you. If you are trying to use your knowledge or maybe even fake knowledge to hold power over people and get them to do things, I'll be coming after you as well.
Yeah.
I honestly think, do you know what, Jesse? I think Newton's Nuggets and Mental Theft are close to having enough strength that we're going to be taking on some annoying people soon.
Sure.
This, ladies and gents, is why my address is well hidden. There you go.
So, I like the idea of the book, and so I've, as we said at the beginning of the show, I've listened to the show, and I've pledged at least £15, which I would have done anyway, because that's the minimum level to get a copy of the book.
Well, that's it. £15 getting a copy of the book. I think that's a damn good deal anyway.
Yeah, it is. But you said to me that I should do that and I'd find out why that's a good thing after listening to the show. Why was that, Paul?
Yeah, so on the intro, I might have hinted that £15 was good. And then if you listen to the interview well, you might have heard that I dropped a bit of a clanger and came up with an idea without getting Jesse permission. Okay. Yeah. And I said, if anyone who pledges £20, I don't care if they've already done it or if they do it after the show, don't care. They pledge £20, they go into a free prize draw of Nuggets or Mental Theft merch. Okay? Haven't decided what yet. It'll be worth it. All right? Came off the interview, and Jesse said, I reckon you should do it at £15. And I said, why is that, Jesse? And he said, because that's the marker where you get the book anyway. I think we should be giving this to anyone that fully backs the book. And I said, damn it, you're right. So let's do it. £15. Anyone that pledges or has pledged £15 to Keith's crowdfunder gets an extra bonus if they go into a prize draw and they might win something from us.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Jesse, I've got a book set up there. We could sign that. There we go. Done. Good, right?
We've got some Newton's Nuggets merch that sat in my drawer right next to me.
We have. We could make a nice little bundle of stuff.
We could make a little bundle of stuff.
Do you know what? There is a security professional that we know, Chris Mounty, who was on the show a while back, right? And he did something that helped, not us, a client of ours. And I gave him a bundle of thank you merch, and I've never seen someone have such a big grin.
Love doing stuff like that.
Yeah. And I know that him and his wife have read through the book, and I know that they're going to pass it on and help other people. I like that.
Yeah.
So,
and if you don't like the merch, you can always sell it on eBay for like 30p.
I think it would cost them more to ship it than what I'll get for.
But you have to add shipping on top, yeah.
Okay, yeah, good point. Good point. All right. See? Come to Jesse. He gives advice on eBay stuff. what else have we got to do today?
Nuggeteer of the Week.
Nuggeteer of the Week. Right. Shall I do
jingle. Are you all right there, Paul?
No, I'm not. My favourite bit there was you shouted jingle. I heard jiggle. I'm now thinking, what? You want me to jiggle? And then you started dancing. And I was like, yes. So I spent most of the jingle wetting myself laughing. I apologise. Nuggeteer of the Week. I don't know. Who's doing this? You or me?
You. Go for it.
Awesome. This week, Nuggeteer of the Week actually goes to a very long-standing buddy of mine. He's one of the loveliest people that you will ever meet. He is, his name is David, or Dave, if you go watch his Twitch channel. His Twitch channel is twitch.tv/justanothergamergeek. Okay, he's brilliant. He's hit affiliate recently. He's really happy about it. But the reason he gets Nuggeteer of the Week is because, without any prompting from us at all, he has a little statement going out on his Twitch channel every so often saying, have you heard of Newton's Nuggets? It's a great podcast. Go and have a listen to these guys. And he's put a link to our channel.
Love a bit of promo.
Yeah, but it's things like that. He doesn't have to do that. And it's things like that that just, it makes me smile.
Oh.
So thank you very much, Mr. Dave. And soon we will get you doing those streams that me and Jesse keep hinting at. That's a joke that only 5 people will get. Oh, yeah.
Just oh, yeah.
Anything else? Have we done everything?
I think we've done everything. I look forward to seeing some of you on the 18th.
And next week's show is a Paul and Jesse show.
Woohoo! So we'll be telling you how it went.
Yes, we'll make sure we leave the filming until after the show. And then we can see how upset I am because only 2 people turned up.
It's fine, they bought the tickets, who cares?
I just realised the 2 people are me and you.
Yeah.
Damn it. Ladies and gents, thank you so much for being here. You have no idea how much it means to me and Jesse, a couple of blokes who should be, they should know better by now, to be honest with you. We should know better.
We should, but we don't.
Yeah. Do you know what? We keep going because of the feedback. Yeah, we do. Ladies and gents, thank you so much, and we will see you next week for another Newton's Nuggets. Bye-bye!
Bye.
Newton's Nuggets!